You all set to just, you know, race right into picking your teeth?
Sure.
Oh. Or mailbag, whichever comes first.
One of the, yeah.
Are you all comfy and settled in and what? Okay. Say hello to.
Hang on.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Say hello to Julian Sato Yoshino.
Yo, dude.
Say hello. Say hello to Targus 200.
Targ, baby.
Say hello to Bershnerler.
I can't. I can say hello, but I can't say anything after that.
It looks like Bershnerler. It's like Hebrew. There are no vowels in this. Anyway, all new subscribers.
Yay.
So, hey, glad to have you on.
Three more.
Yeah, there you go, right? So.
What?
Let's.
Zebra's looking at me weird.
Well, you know how that zebra is.
Yeah.
Now, I ran across just a couple of things that weren't enough to make stories out of. So here we are. From Quora questions. What is the most inappropriate experience you have had with a neighbor? Showed up at this woman's door because I had an appointment to pick up a couch for the local community theater to use as a prop in the next production.
Okay.
She smilingly opened the door wearing a transparent nightie. And she handed me a beer, asked if I'd like a beer. I said, sure I would. Can my buddy have one too? He's opening the back of the truck.
Slam.
Yep, the door closed. Never got the beer or anything else but the couch. One might argue whether I won or lost that round, but bless her enthusiastic heart. She really wasn't my style. That is incredible.
Never had anything remotely like that happen to me, so I'm okay.
Yeah, it was just... Now, I've got two headlines.
I know what you're thinking. What, an attractive hunk like you?
How could that possibly happen?
Trust me, no one's thinking that either. Go ahead.
No.
Okay. Lucille's hat's leaning. She hates when she's uneven.
Here's a headline.
She's like a monk seal.
Oh, cute. Very nice. Keep her away from that religious guy on your right.
Marty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he'll understand.
Oh, sure.
It's a different monk.
Ah, that's true.
And I'm not afraid of milk, so it's okay.
Man arrested for Easter Bible belting of Walgreens worker. No, bless you.
Hit her right in the face. With a Bible.
Hit her right in the face. He thought she was being rude.
Well, that's the way you see that. What other response could you have?
A good Christian would always take a swing at somebody with their Bible.
And good Christian love.
Oh, absolutely. And here's one. Australians are facing a new climate criminal. Are you sitting down? Guess who the new climate criminal is? Get ready, get ready, get ready. Guess, 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 guess.
Please let it be Captain Planet.
Dirt.
No, I'd rather go with Captain Planet.
Soil CO2 emissions are threatening to ruin the country's net zero goals. You realize they're entirely natural, right, you pack of maroons?
I believe Adrian Monk said it best when he says dirt is so dirty.
Right?
It's dirt. To get yourself some gravel, you got big dirt.
And if you get a mountain, that's really fat dirt.
And packed tightly.
Yeah.
They've done their core exercises.
As it were.
My God, we are a stupid species. Anytime, Lord, any.
Just anytime.
You got the go-ahead for me anytime.
Did you want to do that one thing?
Oh, I saw this and I thought this is like a bad comic book or a good one, depending on who wrote it.
Yep.
NBC News had a report on a Tennessee man suffering from, forgive me, prosopometamorphopsia, PMO. Okay. We're going to go with PMO from henceforth.
I think so.
It is a neurological disorder, a brain boo-boo, if you will. It causes
brain
victims.
Boobs.
It
I may never leave the house again.
Boo-boos. Oopses.
Well, they usually travel in pairs.
It's a disorder that causes victims to perceive faces in distorted shapes, sizes, texture, or color.
So,
us.
Yeah, we don't really look like this?
Oh, good heavens, I hope not. In Victor Shara's case, he sees all faces as demonic.
Wow.
The 59-year-old from Clarksville, Tennessee said it.
Well, you can see why. He's from Clarksville.
Started in... I'm Henry Cho in Tennessee, so I'm South Korean. 59-year-old Clarksville said it. He's a funny man.
He is hilarious. He's a young life guy.
The 59-year-old... How old are you? Well, that's not rude. Okay, I'll answer, but let me ask you a question first. How fat are you? What do you weigh? He never did tell us how old he was. He's 61.
Is he?
Yeah.
So he's close to our age.
He said, but Asian 61 is like 30, so.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah. The 59-year-old Clarksville man said it started in November 2020. My first thought was I woke up in a demon world, which I have seen on several of the DC Animated Universe cartoons.
Is it frightening?
He was scared to death. He sees the distortions only in person, not in pictures, not on computer screens. So we.
What about the mirror?
He can't see anything. He's a vampire. It doesn't say.
Okay.
Only in person.
Fine.
So if they're in person on the mirror, I'm sure. Okay, how weird would that be? If you see the person's reflection in the mirror, they're standing there.
Yeah.
They look demonic. If you see them on a like your computer screen,
they're fine.
Bill.
Yeah. His answer is Zoom.
He was a bad guy in the Flash comics.
We got a cure for this.
Eobard Thawne.
Was that right?
Yeah. Reverse Flash and Zoom were his two.
Okay.
Consequently, he was able to work with researchers at Dartmouth. Do you ever wonder how Dartmouth got its name?
I don't want to know. It sounds...
I'm thinking, doesn't it? Two kids are out at the college. They were playing. Yeah.
U of M men's rugby years ago beat Dartmouth over in the Nationals out in San Francisco.
They playing rugby or jarts? Because I think that's how Dartmouth got its name.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, the researchers at Dartmouth helped to create a visual representation of what he sees versus reality. I'm betting they sold it to Marvel. There are fewer than 100 reported cases of PMO ever. Symptoms can continue for years, which sharers have. Or can just resolve after a few days, which Sharers hasn't. Mm. What a great, we have no cure, but it should go away. When? Well,
one of my wife's coworkers just had an amnesia episode that goes away over a couple of days. I'm not kidding. She, her husband saw her kind of walking around aimlessly on the driveway when she was supposed to be shoveling some snow. And then the next time he sees her is... She's on the couch looking at her phone, but she's doing nothing.
Just looking at the phone.
She lost 2 hours. And it took a few days for things to start to come back. And she had a massive headache.
That has got to be scary as all get out.
Right? Yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
Hang on. Ooh. Yep. That was scary.
So let's go to comments, shall we?
We have comments.
Apropos of This Is True Really News, episode 848. We were doing a list of things that teacher who shot his student, doing a list of things he had, like 9 Glocks of spinning, And we got around to, partridge.
8 bullets dancing.
Hey.
5 bullseyes.
From my brother, Chris Combs, no relation.
4 screams in pain. 3. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
He says the partridge wasn't very happy, especially
the French dropped rifles.
Especially if it was Danny. Yeah, well, there you good. Nice. That was a good pulled us all the way over to the Partridge Family TV series from the 70s.
Wow. Nice trip. The worst part is I followed it. That's the worst part of the whole thing.
You're that old, dude.
Holy
buckets. Apropos of This Is True Really News Mailbag episode 124.
How many mailbags have we had?
Well, this is the 124th.
This one?
Oh, no, 125th.
Okay.
From Targus.
Math is not as strong, so shut up.
Yeah.
Even Marty's getting cocky these days. Go ahead.
The 7 of us have got to figure this out. from Targus 200. He's one of our new subscribers.
I remember that vaguely.
Or she. I don't know which, because Targus could be male or female if it's last name or if it
sounds
it's a
like
pseudonym.
If it's in DC, it sounds like it'd be one of the old gods who would fight against like Darkseid.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I am Targus 200.
What was it? Tragon, sorry.
Okay. First time I see this channel. Good
could
news.
Could be a department store.
Good news. There are 1,000 more
nice
videos.
Target.
There. Would you let me just read it? First time I see this channel. Good news is that there are 1,000 more videos to watch. Old men like me with my sense of humor. Okay, start interrupting again.
Sorry, dude. That's all I got for you. We apologize.
And thank you for your support.
That too, yes.
From, apropos, this is True Really News, episode 849 from...
Because my grandkids, who are noticeably younger than us.
Right. Boy, that
they think
old,
it's... The only reason they watch us at all is sometimes we're cute.
The old grandkid?
The oldest grandkid or the second grandkid?
Needs an armed bodyguard. I saw that picture.
Oh, Jaden?
Yes.
She's number two. She graduates this year.
Oh, she's number two.
And her boyfriend is an Ash. Yeah, Shelby graduated last year. I know. Remember, you were almost invited?
Yeah, I remember that.
Shelby didn't know what to do with that. She was, it's the first time I saw her a little bit agitated. Normally, she's like hippie, smooth, cool.
Yeah, well, nice job.
I know, isn't she? She is stunningly beautiful. She's a sweetheart. She could also probably snap your arm in it. Oh, and her boyfriend's a nationally ranked wrestler, so carry on.
You mean Jaden?
No, Jaden's not. Jaden's boyfriend is.
Oh, okay.
I think if they would ever wrestle, I'm pretty sure Jaden would lose, and I don't know how I feel about that. I do know how I feel about that.
She might really not.
She might throw
win.
The match, is what I'm thinking.
Exactly
yeah,
what
that's
I was thinking.
I don't want to know
anyway,
about that either.
She looks lovely.
Could we all just hope that none of my family watches this particular mailbag? Thank
she
you.
She needs an armed bodyguard.
Doesn't she?
Oh.
The worst part is my girls are not girly girls. But
no.
If you see this picture of her on Facebook,
yep.
That they do a senior thing every year.
Yep.
Except for Shelby. She didn't want to do it because she's Shelby.
Special Shelby.
But the picture is she's got the little dress on and the big smile and those blue eyes and the little knee is bent and she is so cute. She's a four-year varsity hockey player.
Well, let me just say that my first reaction was that the top of my head lifted off and spun around the room a couple of times and dropped back down and went, wowzers, this can't be good.
One of the folks in my old church goes, how can she be graduating already? I know, right?
Well, nice job, kiddo. Anyway, apropos, this is True Really News, episode 849 from our man in Liverpool, Patrick Reed.
Wait. This is an episode. Okay.
Yeah, it's an episode. Amputating
your... still here. Catching up.
Maybe.
Wow, Marty is mouthy these days.
You're going to overshoot it. I just guarantee that.
Probably once.
Amputating your own legs for insurance money? That was about the guy who they did it on purpose and they caught him at it. Seems he was stumped by the fraud laws.
Actually, he just had a leg up on the insurance company.
The two of you. Apropos, this is True Really News, episode 850 from my brother, Chris Combs.
He went out on a limb for that money, hey. Be nice.
He went out on a limb.
Yeah.
He actually trimmed the limb slightly. Well, two of them.
Not so slightly, but sure, go ahead.
Chris Combs, my brother, no relation, from the intro where I was complaining that people have to hit the like button, and you do, and it's working great. It is actually working very well.
No one cares. Get to Chris.
All right. From the intro.
That's not true. We care.
Yeah.
No one else. So go ahead.
And I think you said we were trying to get more exposure.
Yes.
Chris said, last thing I want to see is you two with more exposure.
We tried other ways, but they got us arrested. So
that's exactly where he was going. And if you'll recall, we were asking Chris if he could see Mount Doom from his place.
That's right.
Over in Colorado.
Is that where Dr. Doom lives? No, he's in Latvia? Latvia? Some country they made up in Marvel. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not Mount Doom. It was Pike's Peak.
And now we're going to have a chick Silver Surfer, apparently, in the new.
Oh, this will be fun.
Fantastic Four movie. I hope they finally get the Fantastic Four right, please.
Are they going to get the amoral nature right?
Of the
Silver Surfer.
I thought they did okay with the Silver Surfer in that one.
I agree.
I thought they did that part really well.
Yeah.
So, that'll be the interesting part.
You know?
It looks at things the way we probably wouldn't.
Exactly.
And so, I wonder if it's before or after he got basically stuck here.
Right. Because things begin to change once he gets stuck here.
Yeah, because when you mess with the big boss, he says, well, then you stay here then. I can go all over the universe.
He went to the bottom of his surfboard.
What I want to do is get them clothes, really.
Yeah, that would be nice. Apropos, this is True Ridley News, episode 850. Leadville, Colorado. What the heck? Well, from my brother, Chris Combs. No relation.
No relation.
What was the story we did in Leadville? We did a Leadville thing.
Did it involve guns?
No, I can't remember.
Superman's X-ray vision?
No. They did the ski rodeo. Ski joring.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So Chris is just keeping us up to date here.
Yes.
I can't see that from here.
Kind of a big buildup there, dude.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, kind of a big buildup, and then
wasn't that the whole theme of the podcast?
Pretty much the whole theme of the show. So sure.
Yeah, exactly. See you on Tuesday.